We're the farm station, all ag, all day. We're at CattleCon 24 in Orlando. Ran into Grace Platty with the Animal Ag Alliance. Great to see
you. Great to see you, Tony.
Okay. Let's hear more about Grace and your pathway to where you are today. Did it start on a farm or a ranch?
It actually did not. So my mom grew up on a dairy farm, but once my parents were old enough to, you know, start having their own family, they were done with agriculture. And then I came around and I loved all things agriculture. And my uncle, he has a farm, and I grew up on a dairy going there all the time. So then in high school, I found myself working there. When I was 12, my parents said that I could join 4-H as long as I saved up all of my babysitting money so that I could afford to buy my own pigs, and that I did. And so I joined 4-H, absolutely fell in love, and I looked for more leadership opportunities, and that's how I found myself in the Ionia FFA chapter in Michigan. And from there, the rest is history. I loved everything to do with agriculture advocacy and learning and developing in all the sectors of animal ag. And so then I became a Michigan FFA state officer, and I found myself at Michigan State University studying agriculture education. From there, I held multiple different internships, one of those being at the Animal Agriculture Alliance. It was during COVID, so it was fully remote, but it was the best experience I have ever had. And then as I was about to graduate from Michigan State University, they reached out to me and asked if I'd like to join the team full time. And I knew that that was an opportunity I could never turn down, and I'm so glad that I took the leap of faith. So I relocated to the Washington, D.C. area. And there I am now.
Okay. Many in ag do it because they love it, right? And that's what they want to do. And they don't want to have to talk to others about what they're doing. They don't want to do the advocacy part because that's not where the fun is for them. Is that really where the Animal Ag Alliance can step in and help?
Yes, that's what I'm here for. So the farmers might not like to advocate, but that is my favorite thing to do. I love advocating for farmers and ranchers. Farmers and ranchers, I think, are the best people on this planet. They are strong in their faith and morals, and they are the original stewards of the land. And they need to be able to continue feeding the world. And so that is what the Animal Agriculture Alliance is here to do, to advocate on their behalf, to ensure that we're safeguarding the future of animal agriculture and its value to society. And we do that by bridging the communication gap between the farm and food communities.
There's more to really what you're doing as well, though. Not necessarily an elevator speech here, but really, let's get down into the weeds. What's happening?
So here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance, as I mentioned, we safeguard the future of animal agriculture and its value to society, and we do that through three sectors. So first is Connect. So we connect everyone along the food chain system. So we are a small but mighty team, and we cover all sectors of animal ag, so from beef, poultry, to aquaculture. And then we also cover all sectors of the food chain system. So we work with farmers all the way to the restaurant and retail folks. So here at the Alliance, we are a nonprofit organization. And so because of that, we are a membership organization, and we have over 400 members, sponsors, and donors from all around the country. So we are here to connect all of those sectors all across the food chain system to talk about the hot topic issues that are facing all of us, that being sustainability, antibiotic use, animal welfare. And then we engage. So now more than ever, consumers want to know where their food comes from, yet this generation is the furthest removed from agriculture. And so it is our job to ensure that consumers can find positive and factual information online when they're looking for more information about where their food comes from. And then last but certainly not least is Protect. So here at the Alliance, we keep a pulse on all things animal rights activist organizations. And so we do this because it is important that we as an industry know what their tactics and future plans are so that we can be better prepared and be proactive rather than reactive to their tactics.
So you've thrown out some of the challenges there and how you're addressing those. When you look down the road, though, are you optimistic?
of course, I'm optimistic. Agriculture is essential. The one thing that we can all agree on is that we need food to survive, and farmers is where the food comes from, right? And so even though activists have very deep pockets, as in they're working with over $800 million annually, and that number is only just from the top 20 to 30 most popular and influential animal rights activist groups in the United States. And just to give you some context on that, we have over 200 group profiles on known animal rights activist organizations in the United States. So just the top 20 and 30 are dealing with $800 million. And so it is actually statistically proven that the number of vegans in the United States has not increased over the last decade. It's stayed pretty much the same at 2% of the population that identify themselves as vegans. However, even a smaller fraction of that 2% consider themselves to be an extremist. So they're a very, very small portion of the population, but they have loud voices and deep pockets. And so that's what the Alliance is here to do, is to ensure that we are communicating about agriculture in a positive, factual way and giving confidence to our farmers and ranchers so that they feel like they can also communicate about animal agriculture so that consumers can find the actual positive information that is out there.
So if we want to learn more about the Animal Ag Alliance, can we find you online?
Absolutely. You can find us at animalagalliance.org.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time and your work.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Grace Platt is with the Animal Ag Alliance from CattleCon 24 in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.